From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, helping the youngest tsunami victims in Sri Lanka. First, this lead, the Middle East. Newly elected Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas has told his security forces to stop attacks by militants on Israel. And Palestinian officials say they are investigating an attack last week that killed six Israeli civilians at a Gaza crossing. The move comes after Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon cut ties with the Palestinian Authority and said the army can do whatever's necessary to stop Palestinian attacks. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us now. Linda, have you seen changes on the ground after Mahmoud Abbas's order? Is anything happening?
Not yet. Abbas is going to Gaza tomorrow to meet with leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad. They have already said that they won't stop attacks. They said that they will continue their resistance against the Israeli occupation. What's not clear is whether Abbas is really ready for a confrontation with the militant groups. The Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Correa did say today that anyone who violates Abbas's order and continues attacks will be punished. But he did not give details about what he meant and whether they're really going to see any changes. Israel says that as a first step, Abbas has to deploy Palestinian policemen to try to stop ongoing rocket fire against Israel. At least seven rockets were fired today.
I do see that Mr. Abbas is quoted in the wire service reports from the area saying he's going to use persuasion on the militant groups rather than actually ordering the security forces to disarm them or something. I mean, how persuasive is persuasion?
Well, you know, he has been saying all along that he won't confront them directly. On the other hand, we do have this statement today saying that he has ordered the security forces to stop attacks. And I tend to doubt that the security forces, you know, are going to use persuasion. So there is a little bit of, you know, it's not exactly clear what he means. He is going to Gaza to meet with the leaders of Hamas and Islamic Jihad and to try to convince them to sign a ceasefire. Palestinian officials say that they've agreed to ceasefires in the past, and then Israel has broken the ceasefire. Israel says that, you know, Palestinians have never really stopped attacks. So you get into this sort of chicken and egg kind of thing. He certainly is going to try to convince them. The question is, what if they continue to say, as they have today, well, we have no intention of stopping attacks? And that's really the main question that we have to sort of wait and see what's going to happen.
And this is, at last, Mr. Abbas's time to confront this question. Here he is, newly elected. This is his first real action, isn't it?
Yes. You know, Palestinian officials say he would have liked a little bit more time. He feels like he's been kind of forced into the corner on this one very quickly. Even before he took office, there was an attack that killed six Israeli civilians working at a crossing point. Israel says that they apparently left from a Palestinian Authority security base, or they had some help on the inside from Palestinian security personnel. Abbas has ordered an investigation of that. But he's not being given a lot of time by anybody. Secretary Powell called yesterday and spoke to him and said, you know, you really have to do something to stop the militants. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon cut off ties after the attack in Gaza, also closed the crossing points, meaning that workers cannot cross from Gaza into Israel, and Gaza is effectively sealed off. So he's under a tremendous amount of pressure, and this is really being seen as his first test.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.